Es kann so sein, dass wir jetzt sagen, wir wollen Juden besagt, dass Juden darf Tess. Rabbi Abrahan and Rabbi Yechon said, the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, then there were only 18 Kohanim Gedolim whose tenure spanned those years. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years, and there were over 300 Kohanim Gedolim during those years. Out of those 420 years, Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol for 40 years, Yochanan was Kohen Gadol for 80 years, Yishmael ben Pabi was Kohen Gadol for 10 years, and some say that Rabbi Lazar ben Charsim was Kohen Gadol for 11 years. The remaining Kohanim Gedolim did not live out a year of being Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechon ben Tursa explained, this was so because these other Kohanim Gedolim were not righteous people and bribed the king to receive the office of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore they did not live out the year in doing the Avodah of a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechon ben Tursa said the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed because there was Gilei Arayos. The sons of Eli HaKohen would delay bringing the birds of women who had given birth, causing the women to wait around to make sure that the birds were offered, further causing them to be away from their husbands for more than necessary. And therefore the Pasuk considers this and refers to this as Gilei Arayos. So the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed because of the Gilei Arayos, because of the lack of honor for Kabbanis, because the sons of Eli would force the people to give them the meat from their Kabbanis even before the fats were offered on the Mizbeach. He then explains, based on Psukim, that the reason the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because the people did Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. Still, these people believed that Hashem was among them and would protect them from anything bad. Although during the second Beis HaMikdash, Yidden were learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and doing chesed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. This teaches that Sinas Chinam is equally as bad, or maybe even worse, than Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. We learn from a pasuk that there was Sinas Chinam during the first Beis HaMikdash as well. The Gemara says, during the first Beis HaMikdash, the leaders of the people had Sinas Chinam, but the general public did not have Sinas Chinam. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar say, the people of the first Beis HaMikdash who did their Averis openly had the end of their Gullus known openly to them as well. They knew that Gullus Bava would be 70 years. The people of the second Beis HaMikdash who did not reveal their Averis, they made believe that they liked people but secretly hated them, they did not have the end of their Gullus revealed. Rabbi Yechon said, the fingernails, so to say, of the earlier generation are better than the stomach of the later generations, meaning to say the regular people of the earlier generations were greater than the prominent people of the later generations. Reish Lakish said, the later generations are better because they learn Torah even when they are under foreign rule. Rabbi Yechon said, no, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash is a proof to what I said, because the Beis HaMikdash was returned to the earlier generations, but not to the later generations. Reish Lakish was swimming in the yard, and then Rabbi Barachan, who was from Bavel, offered to help him out of the water when he was done. Reish Lakish said to him, Hashem hates you people of Bavel, because if you all you people from Bavel would have come up to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra, the second Beis HaMikdash would have had much more Kedusha and Shechina than it actually did. Rabbi Abba explains, what was missing from the second Beis HaMikdash was Nevuah. How could it even be that Reish Lakish spoke to Rabbi Baruch Hanna in the street? We find that he did not even speak to Rabbi Lazar, who was greater than Rabbi Baruch Hanna. He did not even speak to Rabbi Lazar in the street, because anyone that spoke to Reish Lakish in the street was automatically assumed to be a man of very, very high caliber. So therefore, he didn't speak to people in the street. So if he didn't speak to Rabbi Lazar, for sure he would not have spoken to Rabbi Baruch Hanna in the street. So Rabbi Papa said, you're right. So either it was Ze'iri that Reish Lakish was talking to, who was known to be a great man by all, or the conversation must have been between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Baruch Hanna, and Reish Lakish was not involved in that conversation. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish he's not correct, because even if all Yidden would have gone to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, the second Beis HaMikdash, which was built by the Persians, would not have had the same level of Kedusha and Shechina as the first Beis HaMikdash, which was built by Shlomo. As the Pasuk says, Yafta Likim LeYefes VeYishkan BeYalei Shem, meaning even though Hashem allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be built by the descendants of Yefes, meaning the Persians, but the full Shechina only rests with the Beis HaMikdash built by the descendants of Shem, meaning from Shlomo. We find that Rabbi Yosef and others say that the Persians were Taka descendants of Yefes.